This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, to clear up the department's position on illegal immigration. Dallas Interim Chief of Police says they're going to do what they've done since 2017.
So he told the community meeting last week his officers would not join raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
And that drew the ire of some state politicians, including Governor Greg Abbott. But Interim Chief Michael Igo says their position is not changing.
The Department General Order regarding immigration remains in effect. In accordance with this regulation, Dallas officers will not, and I quote from our general order, stop or contact any person for the sole purpose of determining immigration status.
He says they have not been asked by either the state or federal law enforcement to participate in any immigration enforcement efforts, but would participate to apprehend a wanted criminal. Texas teachers could be getting $4 billion in annual pay raises based on experience and performance.
11 ayes and zero nays. Committee substitute Senate Bill 26 will be reported favorably.
Teachers from smaller school districts with 3 to 4 years experience would see a $5,000 bump in salary. Those with 5 or more years getting 10 grand. The larger school districts paying less, $2,500 and $5,500. State Senator Brandon Creighton authored the bill.
Texas ranks about 15th in the nation in starting salaries for teachers. But for our experienced teachers, we rank 40th.
Teachers could also receive bonuses based on student academic growth. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The state Senate passed its plan out of committee.
The U.S. Senate confirms a Texan as the president's Secretary of Agriculture, and she came back home this week to talk about her plans.
Brooke Rollins led the Texas Public Policy Foundation 15 years before joining the first Trump administration. She spoke at their summit in Austin.
My friends, we have a lot of work to do to take this country back.
But she did not give specifics about agriculture policy, only saying the country's founders understood ag is essential to the American way of life.
Help is here. You have won, and America is back.
And during her confirmation hearing, Rollins said Donald Trump understands the potential impact of deportations and tariffs on agriculture, and she would work with the Department of Labor to keep farms working. Rollins says that could include reforms to temporary worker visas to close a labor gap. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A group of Republicans calling on the ATF to roll back a number of Biden-era gun rules. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says one of them is the restriction on so-called ghost guns, which are kits that can be built at home.
The policy of allowing private individuals to make their own guns as a hobby is a long-standing tradition that goes back to the colonial era.
He says the ATF should safeguard the Second Amendment, not trample on the rights of gun owners. The Republicans also want to strike down a change that puts pistol equipment and with arm brace in the same category as machine guns. A lawsuit over that rule change is still tied up in the courts.
Tarrant County reporting the death of another jail inmate. The sheriff's department tells us the 56-year-old was transported to JPS Hospital February 15th and then passed away a couple days ago. The man was arrested by Grand Prairie Police January 24th on an outstanding felony warrant, including for injury to a child, and was transported to the jail the following day. Now, before he was taken to the hospital, he was placed in medical housing. No word yet on how he died or the man's name.
A Dallas man is going to federal prison for insurance fraud.
Prosecutors say 32-year-old Jordan Ford pled guilty to wire fraud charges. They say he recruited insurance company employees to get customers' personal information from real insurance claims. Then he would pose as the customer and tell the insurance company to send their payments to one of his accounts. Prosecutors say the scheme hit three different companies who lost nearly $4.5 million. A total of nine people were involved in the operation. Prosecutors say all nine have pled guilty. Ford has been sentenced to 13 years in prison. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Not sure if you guys remember the CEO of United Healthcare was assassinated. Remember that? The Luigi Mangione.
Absolutely.
On the streets of New York. Well, in the aftermath of the assassination of the CEO of United Health, a new app has now debuted in the Apple App Store. It's called the Protector app. And it is, if you can imagine, Uber. I can get a Lyft, right? With guns. You can hire on-demand personal armed security along with a ride in the Protector app. Their personnel are either credentialed, active duty, or retired law enforcement officers. As part of the service, users can choose the number of Escalades or similar vehicles that are part of your motorcade. The current number currently tops out at three. So you'd be renting three Escalades as part of your motorcade. You could also pick the type of uniform the guards will wear. It's either business formal, which would be a suit, business casual, which would be like a sport coat or a sweater, or tactical casual, which would be like cargo pants and a golf shirt. The cost for one guard and one car for a five-hour duration, which is the minimum, in L.A. is $1,000 plus the annual member fee of $129.
It's going to be a huge loss for the Cowboys, but one of the best to ever do it is retiring. Cowboys All-Pro guard Zach Martin is retiring after 10 seasons in the league. Brian Broaddus with 105.3 The Fan says Martin thought about sticking it out for another year, but spoke to a friend who talked him through it.
One of his best friends is Travis Frederick. And I think after he got injured, that he and Travis Frederick sat down and had a conversation. And I think he got emotional. I think that after that conversation with Travis, that he made a decision that he's likely was going to hang it up.
Martin is a seven-time All-Pro guard and one of the greatest linemen of his era, and could be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, high egg prices are helping generate more interest in acquiring chickens for the backyard. But not everybody wants to buy a chicken. Jen Tompkins owns the company RentTheChicken.com, and it allows you to do just that.
We're helping people to have a food source closer to their table so they don't have to worry about what the price of eggs are. Our phones are crazy. Our online inquiries are filling up quickly. We're doing everything we can to get back to everyone, make sure we answer anyone's questions, and allows for more people to have backyard chickens than ever.
The cost starts at $500 to rent the chickens for 6 months. They also have hatchthechicken.com. They send you a fertilized egg and an incubator so you get to watch the baby chick hatch, and then you send back the chicken.
And going from chickens to feral hogs. Well, apparently they're out here terrorizing Texans.
These wild pigs are causing absolute chaos, racking up $500 million in damages statewide every year. They recently went full-on menace mode in Irving, tearing up yards and even wrecking property at a local school near Champions Park. Texas is dealing with over 2.5 million of these four-legged wrecking balls. In rural areas, one of the most extreme and expensive ways to deal with a hog invasion is hunting them from helicopters, with some companies offering the full experience and letting people shoot wild hogs from the sky. Other homeowners have set up traps or installed electric fencing to keep the pigs at bay. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know,
I'm just imagining that is hilarious.
By the way, to the other story, if you're ordering chickens, you know, rent a chicken, do you know how they get you the chickens?
No.
They mail them?
They mail them to you.
They show them up in your mailbox?
100%.
They put a crate on your front porch?
We raised ducks. We raised 10 ducks, and we bought them online, and they sent them to us as day-old chicks. And we got a phone call from the post office, and the guy goes, "Hey, man, do y'all know you got a box of ducks down here?" And so I said, "All right, I'll be right there." And it was about the size of a shoebox, had little holes in it, and you could hear the little ducks going, cheep, 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 cheep. They were just tiny 10 ducks. that survived. All of them survived, frankly.
That's how ducks cheep, don't
cheep,
sound
cheep,
like
cheep.
That.
They do. I swear to you, they do. Your little tiny baby ducks all go cheep, 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 cheep. News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. I've got the business of ducks all figured out. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, and you encourage me. I'm adding an ag report from now on.
Oh, good.
Cows is up, pigs is down, chickens dancing all around.
Cheep, 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 cheep.
And that's the end of the ag report. Stock market report is mixed right now. On the one hand, the Dow Industrials average is plummeting. It's down 223 points. On the other hand, the S&P average looks up for the day, up maybe 15 points, and the NASDAQ looks up 86. So one would think that perhaps something is amiss with a few of the Dow Jones Industrials average components, and you would be right. It turns out the Department of Justice just about maybe a half hour ago announced they're going after United Health in a big way. They're launching an investigation into their Medicare billing practices. This is a civil lawsuit, but this goes to the Medicare Advantage plan and the coding, and the sense is that they may be pushing business toward their, you know, from their doctor program into their Medicare program. And United Health will say, well, we wanted to prevent problems early on. But the fact is that stock is really getting hit. It's down $60 a share. So you do the math, that alone will take well over 300 points away from the average. And you know how this thing works. When you start hitting one healthcare company, Wall Street starts selling off all of the healthcare companies. So Humana and CVS Health and all the rest are getting hit this morning. The rest of the market looks a little better. Crude's down 53 cents, $71.95. Gold's down $8 at 29.48.10, and the 10-year rate has dropped again to 4.49%. But right now, it's all about health care. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, I now present to you the sound of baby ducks.
They sound like baby gooses.
You can say that if you want to, but they're ducks.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just saying.
Yeah, those are ducks.
They sound like chipmunks.
Okay, you know what? You can say that, but they're ducks.
Let me hear that again.
Are you kidding me? Okay, so this is ducks.
Duck.
It just honestly sounds like a little bird.
How many people's pets are freaking out right now hearing the radio and start barking at the radio or meowing at the radio, or your birds are freaking out at the radio right now?
Not my pets. They can't hear a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.